Okay, good morning, everybody. It's March 11th at 11 a.m. and the audit committee does not have a quorum today, so we are not going to be having the audit committee. And we are instead going to go straight into the San Diego Budget and Finance Committee meeting. If we could have the roll call, please.
Acting Chair Geisler and Directors Russell and Shaw are present. Chair Carlos Vasquez is excused.
Okay, thank you. Any non-agenda public comment was turned in?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. Disclosures of ex parte communications by anybody? All right. Any potential agenda items that the board member would like to see for the committee coming up? Okay, seeing none. Consent agenda. We have a consent agenda, basically just the meeting minutes of June 12, 2019. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussions? Okay, please, we're using the buttons?
Yes.
Please vote.
The vote passes unanimously.
Okay, thank you. On to item six, the regular agenda, the proposed fiscal year 2021 administrative budget and work plan for Civic San Diego general projects, or general. Ms. Rojas, please.
Thank you.
You're on.
Good morning, committee members. Pamela Rojas, Finance and Accounting Manager for Civic San Diego. I'll be presenting the FY20 proposed administrative budget for Civic San Diego. Staff is requesting that the committee receives and approves the FY21 budget and recommends moving it forward to the Board of Directors at the end of the month. The timeline is today, and then March 25th is the board date that we would like to submit it to. The FY21 budget is approximately $45 million compared to the $27 million in FY20, which is an $18 million increase. The administrative budget decreased by $1.2 million compared to FY20, and this section covers the salary and overhead, which is the actual cost to run this organization. The personnel expenses decreased by $423,000 and eliminated four positions, bringing the total staff to 23, and the non-personnel expenses decreased by $854,000. The decrease in the administrative portion is due to the decrease of staff and office space. Civic San Diego is relocating their office to a much smaller space, which is a very significant decrease in the rent expense. With the smaller space and less staff comes the overall decrease in all other line items in the budget. The most significant decreases were in rent, leasehold improvements, office supplies, reproduction, and furniture fixtures and equipment. Additionally, due to the continued wind down of the successor agency and housing successor, the consultants line item also decreased significantly as compared to prior years. And the capital project line item of the budget increased by $18 million. Several projects will begin construction in this current fiscal year and will carry into FY21, possibly even FY22. These projects are funded through project-related grants, developer impact fees, FAR bonus funds, parking meter revenue, and agency bonds. This pie chart identifies each budget by function and percentage. The largest portion, as you can see, is the budget in the capital, is the capital projects budget. And the red and or maroon color is the related successor agency and housing successor, which is significantly smaller than in prior years. And it's due to the continued wind down as per the operating agreement. The following slides will present a breakdown of each function by the type of expense. The successor agency portion decreased by approximately $786,000 and is due to the projects winding down, and therefore staff time is also going to decrease, as well as overhead. Over the next few years, these projects will be completed as per the operating agreement. Some of the accomplishments for FY20 include the completion of the sale of Market Street South, the property, and amended the El Cajon I-15 PSA. The revision of solicitation for disposition of the Linda Vista properties was issued. The compensation agreements with the County of San Diego were negotiated, and monitor sites with short-term agreements tied to their future ultimate disposition. For FY21, staff continues to manage income-generating properties until the properties are developed or disposed in accordance with the amended and restated long-range property management plan. And properties remaining in successor agency control will continue to be operated and monitored until the properties are ready to be conveyed as future development sites or the obligation has terminated. Staff continues to manage the Ballpark Village OPA to ensure developer compliance with obligations, which includes but is not limited to the future development in Parcel D, and the monitoring of the activities and contractual obligations of developments and property owners related to the terms of their OPA, DDA, and other contractual agreements. The FY20 Housing Successor Entity Functional Budget has decreased by $116,000. Again, this is due to the wind down. A few of the accomplishments of FY20 include the issuance of the 40th and Alpha RFP, the issued RFPs for 808 West Cedar site, continued negotiation of the sale of the Popular Market site, implementation of OPAs and the $26.4 million funding from NOFA for 279 units, and the issuance of RFP for 13th and Market sites, ongoing negotiations for OPA to develop 475 West Broadway. Looking to FY21, staff will initiate the process of disposition of properties and implementation of affordable housing master plan projects, issue the RFQ for four housing asset properties, complete negotiations and disposition of Popular Market site, 13th and Market site, and 6395 Imperial site, administer and monitor the obligations, implementation, and completion of affordable housing provisions. The parking garage functional budget has decreased by approximately $52,000 compared to $240,000, which brings it to $195,000 compared to $247,000 this year. The community development functional budget has increased by $57,000 compared to FY20. The proposed budget is $650,000 and the increases in the personnel line item. Staff will be pursuing projects that align with the corporation's mission to help the underserved communities with projects that would be funded by the growth fund. This slide lists a few of the FY20 accomplishments in the community development department, includes active participation in Business Improvement District Access to Capital Program that includes advising and mentoring businesses with targeted bids to increase their borrowing capacity and knowledge. Staff monitors the Civic San Diego sponsored loans that allow lending to small businesses in low and moderate income communities. Staff also participates in Promise Zone meetings as well as provided funds to open a Promise Zone office. Staff prepared the Smart Growth Fund plan and met with a number of potential investors regarding the plan. In FY21, staff will continue to manage and participate in these programs, as well as identify new programs and or projects that align with the mission and goals of the corporation. The New Markets Tax Credit proposed budget decreased by $159,000. Staff time was reduced in this category and reclassed to the community development category. The administration of the New Markets Tax Program is running smoothly, which means staff time can be best utilized to focus on the growing community development program. During FY20, New Markets Tax Credit Program closed the second phase of the KIPP Adelante project and is currently in the process of closing the Access Youth Academy project. It's also finalizing the redeployment of the Calickies from the former Thrive project to the YMCA project in Escondido. For FY21, staff continues to manage the existing New Markets Tax Credit loan portfolio and will apply for future allocations. The compensation agreements budget is a new category for Civic San Diego. Due to the projects that Civic has been working on for the last year and a half and the separation of Civic from the City of San Diego, the city has provided Civic with agreements on a per project basis. These compensation agreements allow Civic to finalize the projects and seek reimbursement from various funding sources, which include but is not limited to development impact fees, parking meter revenue, FAR bonus, and agency bonds. The capital project expense line item is $38 million. The projects are ongoing and in the construction phase currently and continue into FY21 and possibly FY22. These projects are part of the, well, not all of them. The projects are in the compensation agreement, and they list their identifying funding sources, and several are just FAR bonus and grants. These are the projects that are currently beginning in the construction phase or in the construction phase and will continue into FY 21 and 22. Lastly, the other programs budget has decreased by approximately $19 million because the majority of the capital projects were reclassed to the compensation agreements budget. The projects in this category are primarily grant and FAR bonus funding sources and not city funding sources, as well as developer deposits the corporation collects when negotiating a project to cover staff time, consultants, and legal expenses. This concludes my presentation. I'd invite any questions or comments from the committee.
Excellent. Thank you for that presentation. We're going to move on to speaker slips. We do have one public speaker, Mr. Gary Smith.
Good morning, committee members. Gary Smith, president of San Diego Downtown Residents Group. It's really a good budget. You're making the adjustment well, and I think your staff is doing a good job of supporting that. I'm a nitpicker. I'm sorry. If you go to the work plan, go to the very last page, the right side, the third bullet from the bottom. I've read that section about five times, and that bullet just doesn't make any sense to me. All the bullet says is, this project was transferred to the City of San Diego real estate assets. Sure, it must be referring to something.
Yes.
But I couldn't make sense of it in the context of that paragraph, and if there's not something else there, just make it go away.
Okay.
But thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any comments from the staff or the board?
Director Shaw.
Mr. Shaw.
Well, I'd like Mr. Phillips to respond to the question from the...
Okay.
Smith.
I can clarify that. So that bullet is specifically relating to the bullet that's immediately to the left on the page. It says, negotiate the disposition and development of the former Central Library site. And then on the other column, it says, this project was transferred to the City of San Diego real estate assets. This was part of the settlement agreement with the City of San Diego that Civic San Diego would no longer manage the disposition of the former central or the former downtown library. And as such, we had to transfer that solicitation back to real estate assets. So we can work on trying to clarify that, but there are two bullets that are lined up in each column, and that's what it references.
Okay. So now I have a question. I merely didn't want Mr. Phillips to answer. Ms. Rojas, thank you very much. This is very thorough, and I appreciate the report. Can you go to slide 14? So I'm curious about this one, and maybe I just didn't catch it, but the personnel expense is going up.
Right, and that's where I mentioned that the New Markets Tax Credit decreased by the same percentage, 0.66, and we're transferring some personnel time over to this department.
Thank you. I knew I missed something, but having it clarified helps me.
Was that it?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Russell?
Here. No, I appreciate the work on behalf of staff. I realize this is challenging to do a transition year. I would be interested in having a briefing maybe on what years 22 and 23 might look like in general. That would be helpful.
We can certainly provide a briefing on that either to the committee or to you individually.
Okay, whatever's most cost and time efficient. I don't need detailed numbers. I just want to understand the strategy moving forward.
Certainly.
Trends. Otherwise, I think this is a very responsible budget. And to juggle the transitions and changes, I think, is remarkable work. And we stand behind the work of the organization. I think this supports our work plan. And I'll be pleased to move approval of the budget and moving it to the board.
I'd be pleased to second that.
Okay. We have a motion by Director Russell, second by Director Shaw. I thought it was a motion to send to the board, but.
I would be happy to amend it to simply forward it to the board for their consideration.
That's probably staff's. That's our should have been direction, but it does say receive and provide comment.
Yeah. So I think if you do.
Yes. Okay. So I will amend it to say, I will move that we receive, provide with the comments provided, and move this forward to the board.
I second the revised motion.
Okay. So we have a revised motion and a second of that. Any further comments? I just say great work to staff, and thank you, and we'll see this at the board. Let's please vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Excellent. Thank you. And with that, we will adjourn the Budget and Finance Committee meeting. Thank you, everybody.